My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and friendly star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can also find their work online at capitalsteps.com and get their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. My summer intern, I should point out, Elena, went to your show with her family who was in town last weekend and loved it. So,
Nice.
There's a great testimonial right there.
Good plug. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, you know, big story here, as there always is whenever the media is where the weather is rough, and in this case, a massive heat wave, New York and Washington and everything in between, and really much of the country, the media is pretty whiny, so you're going to hear a lot about the heat wave if you haven't already this week.
Well, the worst thing here in D.C., and I think we've mentioned this before, is that Al Gore is walking all around saying, told you so, told you so. So that's what we have in Washington. We have to put up with that.
Well, if he is walking around, I don't know what his weight is at lately, but he's going to lose some pounds because it's not only hot, but it's really humid out there. The heat index is like 110, I think, here at the end of the week in D.C.
Yeah, just the water weight alone.
Yeah, so just hug your air conditioning and hunker down. I think it's supposed to get a little bit better Sunday and into the next week. But people who aren't dealing with this right now don't care, so we're going to move on and go to another part of the country.
We're going to talk about Texas, where it's always hot.
It's always hot in Texas, yeah. And it was just last week that Rick Perry announced he is not going to run for another term as governor of Texas. And, you know, may seem to some people like a long time, might seem to some people like not a long time, but he's been governor since just before George W. Bush got sworn in as president.
And my goodness, and we're hoping that he's resigning because he's going to run for president again, because we just loved Rick Perry. I mean, you know, all those debates we had in the 2012 election, the only moment anybody remembers is that Rick Perry moment. He was great for us. So.
Yes.
We're hoping he runs again.
I'm guessing if he does run, he might only have two departments of government that he wants to abolish, but I guess we'll find out.
Well, I'm glad nobody follows me around with a tape recorder all the time and records everything I say, because there'd be some doozies.
Oh, yeah. You and me both. So, well, Rick Perry may run for president. He may not. He's kind of holding the cards close to the vest on that one. But the Capitol Steps, back during the lead-up to the 2012 elections, talked about Rick Perry. He was kind of a late entry into the race, but talked about some of the similarities he had with his predecessor down there in the governor's mansion in Texas. Here we go.
Please welcome former President George W. Bush.
My fellow Americans, it's I, W. And I've been taking a lot of me time lately. It's just been a time of refraction. Just a man alone with his thought. But I can stay quiet and thinking no longer. It's a perilous time for the U.S. of the A. Under the President Obama administration, the United States lost its AAA rating. That means millions of Americans could potentially be stranded on the side of the road with a flat tire. And I say, that's not cool. So I've been promoting a new fella for president, Governor Rick Perry. He's an impressive guy, and he needs to know a little bit about being president. If anybody knows a little bit, it's me. So far, Rick Perry, he's been running a great race. I think maybe that's why people are calling him a racist. Oh, no, I remember now. Yeah, a few weeks ago, there was this misunderstanding with one of Rick Perry's, it's like a hunting lodge with a big rock that had a racial epitaph on it, or racial epithet, it's like a French word or something. But I don't think Rick Perry's a racist. He executes people of all colors. So I've been out here talking him up, promoting him, stumbling for him. And I figure if I talk him up enough, I can help him get the electrical votes he needs. We've been suffering Barack too long, hearing his same old song. We waited to see who from the GOP could beat him. From Texas there came a new name, with Perry's halo in the ring, now it's a new game. His Reagan charm is sure to please us. Plus, he's Facebook friends with Jesus. He's the man if you're just a little nostalgic for me.
Like a Bush-cloned cowboy. Riding out on a horse like the host of a rodeo. Texas homegrown cowboy. More macho and right-wing, but maybe almost twice as slow.
He's like me.
I'm Bush 2.0. Well, I really do like to campaign, wearing boots and I talk real plain.
But sometimes stay mute, or you might stick a boot in your mouth.
Like I said, Texas should secede.
But that's what we need, 'cause it's important in life to secede.
What if we need someone who's brainy?
We could always thaw out Cheney.
Let him do the thinking while the lights are shining on me. Be a real lowbrow boy.
Ooh, ooh.
Wear a NASCAR hat and start courting all those right-wing groups.
Better start right now, boy. Just cut three agencies and give that money to our troops.
I'll cut commerce, education, and... oops. Come on, let's get out of here, boys.
Oh, Elena.
Maybe he should actually found an agency called Oops so he can claim it was intentional. Like, you know, the Overt Operational Pentagon or something.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's I meant that all along.
And then immediately eliminate it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, good times. What else is in the headlines? Capital Steps will be putting on stage pretty soon.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess our own governor here in Virginia is getting a little funny, taking some gifts. And I guess we've got Elliot Spitzer back in politics. And people are he was on, geez, the Colbert Report last night. And he's making the rounds. So he's good for fodder, too.
Well, they've got some new polls out. Spitzer is crushing the opposition already in that comptroller race. Anthony Weiner's more of in a very tight race for the Democratic nomination for mayor. But Elliot Spitzer, just getting in last week, already has like a 2-1 edge in this thing. It's amazing. Well,
the people of New York are forgiving. Just don't take their sodas. They're 32-ounce sodas.
I guess so. Elena, try to stay cool this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Get their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.